This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How you making it out there? You still scared? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You paranoid? Or are you just kind of living life? I guess it depends on what area of the country you're in, huh? You happen to be in one of these big urban indoctrination centers known as cities? Well, guess what? The coronavirus, a.k.a. Chinese Wuhan, is everywhere. That's right. New York, areas of Connecticut, New Jersey, California still quarantined. So maybe that's why it's not spreading as much as it would be normally. But yeah, the U.S., we're told, has surpassed China in outbreaks. I want you to understand, people, they still want you panicked. I mean, I don't know how you are. I am going out living my life, but I'm not. I'm outside. I'm in a suburb. I'm where, you know, people just kind of, we social distance by default to some degree because we're not on top of each other. Have you been to New York in a while? I haven't been in a while since Fox fired me. I was up there a couple times for some other media. But, yeah, I'm pretty much saying stay out of those places because it's pretty much impossible to keep yourself at a social distance. Everywhere you go, there are lots of people. That's what happens when you put what? 18, 19, 20 million people in a pretty small area. But yeah, we're supposed to believe now that the U.S. is the new epicenter for Chinese Wuhan. No longer is it China. In the Wuhan province, where, you know, millions of people live, in a country where the population is 1.5 billion, they probably can't even count them fast enough in China. But yeah, the Wuhan province of China, where all this started, and they've got it under control, and now the new epicenter is America. So what? Italy has four or five times the deaths of America. I don't know what our count is, but I know they want you panicked. And it's funny, because it's a double-edged sword for the Democrats, because they go, you should be panicked, you should stay quarantined, but when the president says, hey, listen, we may end up quarantining New York, New Jersey, and parts of New Jersey and Connecticut. Then the mayor of New York or the governor of New York says, that's an outrage. That's waging war against New York. Really? It's waging war against New York where something like 42% of the new cases of Chinese Wuhan are occurring, where 34% of the people who are dying from the disease are dying in this one state. And you're wondering why the president is considering a quarantine? He's already issued a travel ban, but he said, I want New Yorkers to monitor themselves. Don't go anywhere. Don't spread this. I told you, though, Democrats want this disease spread. They are living on the crisis that this creates. In fact, I heard de Blasio say something along the lines of, this could go on for quite some time. Kind of like what? The flu? Kind of like breathing? It's going to go on quite some time until it stops. That's kind of how life works. Your breathing will continue until it doesn't. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Democrats continue their scare tactics on Americans. They say the Chinese Wuhan virus deaths in America doubled in a day. Well, I don't know if you've ever done something to the second, you know, to the second power, like it double, like it's 2 to the 3rd, 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 5th, 2 to the 6th, but it gets fat, it gets bad quick. So let's put it this way. If it's 1,000 today and it's 2,000 tomorrow, then it's 4,000 the next day, then it's 8,000 the next day, 16,000 the next day, 32,000 the next day, 64,000, 128, 256, 512, 1,024, 2,048, 4,096. Do you get what I'm saying? It moves pretty quick. So they want you to understand that this pandemic is not over. You still must remain in panic mode. Come the rest of this week, no matter what the Dow does, you must take your money out. You got to live as if the apocalypse is happening right now. The zombies are after you. Because that's the only way that they win. Yeah. How many people have survived the dreaded Wuhan virus? I saw that it's 98.6%. I keep asking, all these celebrities that are getting the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, what's going on with them? They're surviving. Oh, it was the most horrible thing. Oh, I sequestered, I quarantined, but it was horrible. It was worse than anything I've ever felt, but I survived. Interesting. You know what I say about things when I'm going through sickness? I go, man, it's the worst I've seen it hurt in a while. The worst I ever felt in a while. You want to know why? Because you forget how bad it felt the last time something hit you. I remember when a flu hit me, I lost 14 pounds. It was years ago, but I do remember saying, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. And then just recently when I got that virus and I was in a Mar-a-Lago, and I came back, for all I know, it was a Chinese Wuhan. It was horrible. It was the worst sore throat I felt since the last worst sore throat I felt. The other, you're feeling me. You're feeling what a brother's saying. But I'm asking, how many people have survived the dreaded Wuhan? I gave you the number. How many medical people now have face masks and ventilators? Because the SEIU miraculously found some. De Blasio in New York, they miraculously found some. Manufacturers miraculously found some. People that were in a cabal to make it appear as though we're all going to die. There's not enough hospital beds. We don't have enough medical personnel. Hey, thank you, Obamacare. How many areas in America is the Chinese Wuhan virus practically non-existent? How many states where the death rate is less than 2? Do you even know? How many people have it, have no symptoms, never even going to get sick? Do we talk about them? They've been exposed. Why didn't they get sick? Maybe they're part of the cure. We have mapped the human genome, and people are going, oh, man, I don't know. If there's any time in life that we should have less fear of pandemics, it's today, because we have these ways to detect stuff. Matt Walsh tweeted this. Knox County, Maryland, Tennessee says his area has seen 9 suicides in just the last 2 days. Portland police reported a 23% increase in suicide-related calls in the first week of the lockdown. Stop pretending that destroying people's livelihoods has no fatality of its own. We come back, we'll talk more about that, because see, the left doesn't care what they're doing to you. They don't care what panic they put you in. That's their job.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was told that this psychology is legit. I believe it. They say that what women want the most in a relationship, and ladies, you correct me if I'm not correct here, is you want safety. You will not go for the hunk and go for the guy who has a good job. He's not as hunky, but he's got a good job. He's a good provider. He's very stable, etc. Oh, don't misunderstand me. You'll date the bad boy, but you'll marry the dude that has stability. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You want safety. It's one of your basic needs. It's a Maslow need, one of the top priorities that you want to feel safe. As a baby, you gravitate to your parents because they provide these basic needs. You don't get into... You know, this is the hierarchy of needs. You don't get into self-actualization and all that kind of stuff until you get older. Right now, you just want to be fed. You need a warm place to lay your head down. You know, you need to be able to rest, and you want to feel safe. And then women tend to, and this is not, you know, sexist conversation. It's just that guys, we're risk takers. We're like, nobody's going to take care of me. I will take care of myself, you know, and maybe it's because of the physical nature of guys, you know. We tend to be bigger and stronger and more warlike. And so, you know, if it's just about me and my survival, no problem. You know, when guys soften, we were just talking about this buddy of mine the other night. His name is Raymond McCallum, Wild Man McCallum. And Raymond is a butt kicker, man. Raymond's in his 60s now. And I promise you, you do not want to mess with this dude. But one of my friends, John, who listens to the program, he says, oh, Kevin, since Raymond had his daughter, he calmed down a lot. Kids calm us down. Men, they take the warrior. I mean, they don't take the warrior spirit out of you, but they take the warrior, that sort of instinct to want to go to war. They take it out of you because you start thinking about humanity more. And so, you know, I don't want to say feel your fear, because it's not about your fear at that point, but you start thinking about, I got to be around for my kid and things like that. But women come up with a different attitude. They're not warlike by nature. I'm not saying a woman won't go to blows with you, because in the eighth grade, Margie was one of the toughest chicks in the school. Everybody was afraid of Margie. But anyway, as you grow up, you know, no offense, Margie, but you ain't that big of a deal now that I'm an adult. Got a little strength behind me, you know. So, but women don't grow up with that warlike mentality. And so they look for guys to protect, not only physically, but also emotionally and financially. It's just the way it is. Don't get mad at me. I think many women would agree. And quite frankly, I don't know whether they do or not. And I don't care. But knowing that, it's that alleviation of fear. And so, this is what brings me to Donald Trump. Trump alleviates your fears. Your fear of hospitalization. He got rid of Obamacare. He said, you can have pre-existing conditions. We're changing the healthcare system. We're going to revamp it. And you know what? Based on every other thing that he's done, you're going, I don't fear that as much as I did with Obama. I'll put it to this. Obama had most Americans scared to death in every aspect of our lives. We were scared about our jobs. You might have had a job, but you were afraid of losing it. You were afraid there was no job mobility. You were afraid to spend your money. Why do you think there's such a vibrant economy for 4 years since President Trump got elected? When he was president-elect, that was his first best Christmas season. Every season since has been better than the other one. And I'm going to make you a bet. Even under the Chinese Wuhan scare, this will be the best Christmas season yet. The retailers will make more money than ever before. Even with all the scare, Donald Trump alleviates fears. He alleviates your fears that I don't have to save as much. You know, you save, but you're like, I can save, but I don't have to worry about my savings. You put your money in your 401k, you're like, I feel very confident it's going to go up. Look, despite what's happening right now with the stock market, you know what people are going to be doing? They are going to be investing. People see the market for what it is. This is the time to get in because this guy's made it safe. You worried about travel internationally outside of Chinese Wuhan? We were traveling like crazy. We were spending money. America still remains the biggest group of people who travel around the world, even bigger than the Chinese in terms of dollar power per capita. So Trump made you feel safe. He created jobs. You had a fear of isolation with Obama because you were broke. Now you have more money, more free time to spend with family and friends, etc. The Democrats, they want you worried. What about the people who are now worried about employment? Now I'm worried about medical needs in other areas. If I have a heart attack, if I have a stroke, if I have diabetes, what? And the hospitals are flooded with all these Chinese Wuhan people. Democrats should be ashamed of their actions. Politicizing something where all Americans should be coming together as one unhyphenated America. Go to unhyphenatedamerica.org. Chris Harris is my executive director over there, and he writes on this stuff. He talks about this stuff all the time. The most majority of Americans want what's best for this country. Take politics out of it. I saw a thing where a first responder was headed to work. I think it was in Britain, and the whole neighborhood clapped for her as she got ready to get in her car. She started crying. That's the American spirit. Look, I'm happy that the British do it, but if I know that somebody in my neighborhood is a first responder and that time she's going to go to work, I may get up and clap and go, you know what, thank you for getting out there being on the front lines. Here's a question I asked some leftists. I said, what if the Chinese Wuhan virus was a biological attack on America, instigated by the Chinese for the very reason that we're going through? What would you say then? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. I didn't wait on theirs. They would feel this identically the same way. They would still be happy that it occurred under Trump. They would be happy that it's devastating the stock market, that will have a negative impact on the economy, that it is making people die. I talked about the suicide rate going up right now. It's undeniable. The suicide rate is jumping up. You know what? Democrats love it. They were right about it. Suicide rate jumping up in the time of Trump. I remember the suicide rate going up in the time of Obama. Not because we had any pandemics, because it was Obama. People were fearful. Leftists hate this country, folks, because they didn't get the person elected that they wanted. A criminal, Hillary Clinton. And they want to make you pay, no matter what. And if the Chinese Wuhan virus were specifically directed at America by the Chinese, there are leftists in this country who would cheer for the Chinese and the other side and the devastation it's created here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still pushing the White House on a new economic stimulus package.
It's sinful that we have not addressed protecting the lives of the American people on the path that this president has taken.
The Democrat telling reporters she wants more money for state and local governments and dollars to ensure safety at schools. Meanwhile, Republicans feel that's a bailout for cities that were poorly run. The Twitter account of Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan was suspended for a post praising the success of the southern border wall. Morgan reacting to that news on Twitter.
So with all due respect, Twitter, you're locking my account. Doesn't pass the BS test.
Twitter saying the account violated rules for hateful conduct. USA Radio News. Florida is the center of the political universe today. Both President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning in the Sunshine State. They are both holding events in Tampa. The Girl Scouts of America sent a tweet congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her nomination to the Supreme Court, only to delete the tweet and apologize later. The original post shared by a news reporter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, included the caption, "Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789, ending with an emoji of a hand raised up. According to CAL FIRE, nearly 5,000 firefighters are battling 22 wildfires in California. CAL FIRE also announcing seasonable weather conditions will persist across California on Thursday as red flag warnings have expired. Firefighters earlier this week responding to 23 new wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats want Biden gone. I know. And for the record, I said to you guys on this radio show, Biden very well may not be the Democrats' nominee. And everything leading up to, you know, well, first of all, he was tanking, right? And then he made his surge after South Carolina, but I said it was a reluctant resurgence by Joe Biden because the Democrats ran out of options. And now I'm telling you that the Democrats are strategizing against Joe Biden. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They want him gone. I'm not sure if Joe Biden sees it. I'm not sure if you see it. I'm not sure if anybody sees it. These are the views of the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm the El Jefe of the program, so they are my views. But I'm going to tell you, the Democrats want somebody else. They really don't care who it is. But the reason why I'm telling you they want somebody else is I'm watching the trends. I told you guys, don't try to count cards. Watch the trend of the cards. I'm giving you some hints for Vegas. You can count cards. You can't count 8 decks. You can't count 6 decks. All you can do is kind of watch the trends. Cards have a tendency. I mean, you can say to me, Kevin, there's nothing academic, or you can't write an algorithm about how the cards are going to come out when a dealer shuffles. But I'm going to tell you, cards tend to clump. I don't know what it is. You can do okay in Vegas if you learn how to watch the trends. I'll give an example. They'll tell you, generally speaking, high cards, that mean when you're finding the street, this isn't across the board, people, understand this. The cards are going to do what they do. But there comes a time in a shuffle that if you can play along just little money, little money, little money, there'll come a time where it's little cards all coming out in a row. A dealer will get 8 cards to make 21. You'll see a dealer with a 3 showing. And you think, okay, you play it as a 13. They turn their card over. They got a 3 and a 2. They got a 5. And you're thinking, okay, next card's 15. Next card's 25. They bust, you're good. Next card comes out. It's a 4. So they got a 9. You're going, okay, geez, don't make the next card 19. Please don't make it 19. Next card comes out. It's a 4. It's a 13. You're thinking, whoo, this is good. Next card will be a big card. It'll be a 23. Nope. Next card comes out. It's a 6. I'm sorry, it's a 3. You get 16. They're like, oh, crap, 16. But, hey, that's a good card for me. And then the next thing card comes out, it's 5. 21. And it'll draw 7 cards, and you're going, ah! And the whole time, you're, yes, 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 yes! Ah! Right? Low cards tend to hang out with low cards when that streak comes. So they tell you, don't bet. Doesn't matter, you know, unless you got a packed hand like a 20, the average hand in Vegas is an 18.4 or something like that. So even if you're sitting on an 18, you're not in good shape. So you're sitting on a 20, a 19, you may be okay. But don't get crazy. But here's the deal. When the big cards start coming out, it's good for you. Because you're going to sit on 20s a lot, 20, 20, 20, 20, and you're just waiting on the dealer to get a bad card. Dealer gets 17, dealer gets 18, dealer gets 19, boom, 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 you got 20s, 20, 20, 20, 20. So if you're betting at the right time, you're in good shape. Watch the trends. That's what I watch. I watch the trends. And I'm watching this trend, and I'm going, okay, the last ditch effort by somebody was to run a poll that said Biden could beat Trump head-to-head, you know, by 9 points. It was a Fox News poll, which will tell you what you need to know about Fox. There's no way. But what am I really seeing? I'm seeing things about, Cuomo. Yeah, according to, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But things are bad for the Democrats, and this is ABC. 15% of Bernie Sanders supporters say they will vote for Trump. Now, if this poll is accurate, 15% of Sanders voters represents a slightly higher defection than occurred after the bitter battle between Sanders and Kankles in 2016. In that election, 12% of Sanders voters broke for Trump. So he's now at 15 versus 12, so he's up 3%. Now, you guys have heard me say on this show, well, I told you Donald Trump is going to win in every statistical category group. He, you know, whether it's Latinos, whether it's blacks, whether it's women, whether it's LGBT, whether it's millennials, new voters, all of them. Donald Trump is going to get 2, 3, 4 points, some higher than he did in the previous election. I think the polls that show Trump's approval rating at 60% for handling of Chinese Wuhan, 49% approval overall, sort of proves that number. I said this with the understanding that in the spring of 2016, an ABC News poll found that 20% of Sanders supporters said they would vote for Trump over Clinton, but only 12% committed. And I still said to you, Donald Trump will win over more people. He will win more Sanders voters than in the previous election cycle. Now, back to this 15% of the people who support Trump, 15% of Sanders supporters. If you say that Sanders has 30% of the Democrat vote, I don't know whether that's true or not. Is it 20? Is it 30? But if you take that number and multiply, you know, times the 15%, if it is 30%, that means that Sanders is going to bring about 4.5% of the vote, the Democrat, the entirety of the Democrat vote, to Donald Trump. If it was all going to go to Biden, then it would be, which, by the way, the majority of it will. They're talking about 80 to 82% of this vote is going to go to Biden. That leaves a lot of wiggle room for Trump on the Bernie supporters. That's a big chunk. It's a big chunk. It's as big as the Jewish vote. It's rivaling the black vote. It's a nice little piece for Trump to add. But here's, things are far worse, folks, because the Democrat supporters of Sanders are less likely than the average member of their party to back Joe Biden. So even though they're telling me, I've seen polls between 80 to 82% that say Biden is going to get the Sanders vote, or that's the number of Sanders voters rather that are going to vote for Biden. I've seen those polls. I don't believe that number is going to be that high. I think that number is actually going to be something like 60 to 70% versus 80. And then, I suspect, and here's the big deal, they aren't going to have the enthusiasm to support Joe. See, it's the enthusiasm, stupid. Creepy Joe Biden motivates nobody. Even the most ardent Democrats must truthfully admit that Biden pales in comparison to Trump when it comes to rock-solid support of the base. And here's what ABC reported. It said former Vice President Biden has emerged as a Democrat's top choice for the presidential nomination in an ABC Washington News poll. But with only a bare majority of support within his party and a massive enthusiasm gap in a November matchup with President Trump. Indeed, strong enthusiasm for Biden among his supporters at just 24% is the lowest on record for a Democratic president candidate in 20 years of ABC Post polling. More than twice as many of Trump's supporters are highly enthusiastic about him, about supporting him, at 53%. Highly enthusiastic. 53%. Enthusiastic is the next level. What do you think that's going to be? Because Donald Trump has 95% support. As Biden would say, come on, man. Come on, man. Trump has 95% support among Republicans. And if anybody believes, folks, that there's only a 24% gap between him and Donald Trump, you're losing it. But here's what the reason why I tell you he's in big trouble, because they did a puff piece on Cuomo. And here's what how it reads. It says this. One odd side effect of the COVID-19 has been what it does to taste. Even those who have avoided the illness enjoy things they once disliked. Government spending. FaceTiming with family. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of California's morning news conferences, have become part of the country's daily rhythm. He is broadcast live from the wood-paneled red room of the state capitol building or the New York City's convention center, a leader in a polo shirt, neatly knotted tie, projecting competence to go along with the PowerPoint projections of hard truths. And to the surprise of anyone who has watched his State of the State, it's must-see television. First come the facts. In a matter of days, there are no cases, then 30,000 cases, then 45,000 cases in New York State. That's a problem, he says. They are running out of beds and ventilators. He doesn't shy away from that. That's a challenge, he pauses. Take a breath, he says. And when he starts to talk again, is a revival portion of the meeting. There are moving stories about New York, his mother, his father, and all of humanity. The density of the state, its closeness, he says. It is vulnerability. So what they're trying to tell you is that despite New York State being the epicenter of Chinese Wuhan virus, that everything's good with Cuomo, that we can all rest assured New Yorkers can feel good. And you know what? He's got the nation riveted. They are doing a puff piece, folks, because they are positioning him for the convention. Trust me when I tell you this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what a puff piece is and why they're doing it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment and prescribed plan type begin at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, it's just more and more things that you see, and that's only what you see. It is really bad. It's a terrible thing that happened, should never happen to another president. The fact is that President Obama and Vice President Biden and the whole group of them, with Brennan and Comey and McCabe and Lisa Page and Strzok, her lover, and beyond them, long beyond them, they spied on the campaign using the intelligence agencies of our country. They illegally, this is illegal as can be, this is treason, this is many things you can call it. They spied on the campaign of another party,
and the attorney general,
both before and after victory, both before and after. Never been done before. It is so bad. If it were the other side, they would have been in jail for 2 years, and it would have been a 50-year term. But Obama and Biden knew everything, and they spied on the campaign of the opposing party using intelligence.
Do you have any idea how big of a statement that is, how powerful of a statement that is? I think that may be the most official and emphatic that Donald Trump has been about what's happened to him. Before and after, he said. Obama and Biden, knew everything, he said. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's emphatic. If you don't understand that what's behind that statement, you just don't follow politics. See, politics is a very tricky subject. People are very, well, I'll say very, because I'll say very, 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 because why not? It's an easy word. It's cheap. I have plenty. How many more varies do I have over there? Anyway, it is, though. It's a delicate thing, right? You will say certain things and you can allude other things you don't talk about and so on and so forth. And it's delicate. It's the probably the most elaborate game of chess combined with poker. If you could combine chess and poker, that's politics, where you could make a bad move and then bluff your way into the move sticking. Imagine if you could beat Bobby Fischer because you could bluff. Yeah, that's what it is. That's where politics meets poker, and chess and poker. So you've got, you know, a situation brewing here where Trump, you know, leading up to this, he would say things like, you know, it's really bad and, you know, it certainly looks like this and all. He is declared. He didn't just allude to it. He declared these guys have done this. And this, I love this. Man, my producer's a smile. It's true. I love that. Here's why I love it. Because I love the nuance. I love that Trump goes from, well, you know, look, this is probably what's going to come. Because here's what I'm telling you. Trump is not a dumb guy. He knows something has happened where he can go from it probably did to it did. And he puts it out there. I've talked about this on this radio show ad nauseum. Donald Trump doesn't put in. He's judicious in the sense of saying, I'll feed you my thoughts. Here's what I think about something. And he, even with that, you know he's on the right track. For example, he says, look, you got to build a wall, you know, and I'm going to build this wall. And you're going, yeah, is he really, is he just alluding to this as a political thing? Well, he was serious about it. And I could give you four or five other examples where Trump alludes to it because, you know, it's like as soon as he says it, you know, it's kind of like, boy, this is really bugging me. These drug prices, you know, this is not good. These guys are gouging. People are dying over here. I mean, we got to take a look at these prescription drugs. And then what? An EO on it. Executive order. He alludes to it. Because he knows he's on the right track, and I don't think there's any polling. I really don't, and I don't know for sure. Inside the campaign, there could be. But I think Donald Trump says, this is the right thing to do. I don't really care. If it turns out the polling's good, great. But I'm going to sell it, because that's what leaders do. And so now we find ourselves where Donald Trump's been alluded. Yeah, look, that's some pretty bad stuff. And, of course, the AG Barr said it himself. A.G. Barr came out and goes, yeah, look, there's some pretty, this is pretty bad. I'm looking at this situation. I'm thinking, this does not look good. And he alludes to it. And, of course, the Democrats, he's a terrible, he's backing the president. He's doing it. And what Donald Trump just said, I'm telling you, I don't even have to think about this. I can already tell you, the news that is about to befall the Democrats is going to be ugly beyond belief. And they can, oh, Barr, he's in it with Trump and all this, and we played some clips of Adam Schiff already setting that up. Forget about it. Forget about it. Let me tell you what's happening. And I'm going to play this clip from Greg Jarrett in a second, but
So get that ready for me. What's happening is Donald Trump is essentially making, when they come out with this report, it will be ironclad. There will be no wiggle room. I've asked you leftists to listen to my program, and good for you for coming over. But I've asked you, what happens if what you say is wrong, if what you think is wrong? And you better start soul searching on that right now. Let's get that Jared quote, Jared clip.
Well, I think Durham has been slow-footed. I agree. COVID may have slowed him down a bit. But if there was ever any doubt about how devious and corrupt James Comey and his cabal were, this should remove any doubt. This meeting was not about debriefing Trump. It was about gathering incriminating evidence of a non-existent collusion conspiracy that the FBI well knew was a hoax. They knew it was a lie paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. They didn't care. At the heart of it, you're right, Joe Pienka, I write about him in my book. But interestingly, the government has scrubbed him from all reports, including the FBI report, the Department of Justice report, even the FISA court report. And the FBI has removed him from their website and sequestered him in San Francisco's field office, refusing to make him available, notwithstanding repeated demands to Congress. That's the cover-up by the existing FBI director, Christopher Wray. And the other part of this equation is that the documents today, they're exculpatory. They tend to prove Trump's innocence. And yet, the FBI and Christopher Wray have concealed these documents, along with the intel community, for the better part of 4 years. It's unconscionable.
Let
it's
me
corrupt.
Go back
it's
to the cover-up.
It's amazing. One guy wrote this. He says, what is astonishing is that the media has refused to see what should be one of the biggest stories in decades. The Obama administration targeted the campaign of the opposing party based on false evidence. The media endlessly covered for the Obama administration officials, ridiculing suggestions of spying on the campaign or of improper conduct in the Russia investigation. And when A.G. Barr told the Senate last year he believed spying did occur, he was lambasted in the media, including by Comey and others involved in that investigation. The mocking wow response of the fired FBI director received extensive coverage. And now we get this new document. FBI agent Pienka briefed the Trump campaign advisors Mike Flynn and Chris Christie on national security issues, a standard practice ahead of the election. It included a discussion of Russia interfering in the election, but this was different. The document detailing the questions asked by Trump and his aides and their reactions was filed a few days after the meeting under Crossfire Hurricane and Crossfire Razor, the investigation of Flynn. The two FBI officials who approved the report, Kevin Kleinsmith and Peter Strzok. So it was all a setup is what they're saying. I don't like to try to, radio is a terrible place to try to get all this stuff, you know, because you're connecting too many dots and you need some visuals and all that. But here's what's undoubtedly, and that's why Trump came out and said it. He says, Obama spied on my campaign. It's that simple. Before and after. Everything that's led to what you're seeing right now in the after effect are all lies. And when the truth comes out, folks, ugly. Ugly for the, great for us. Great for America. Great for the world. I'm actually, see, you know what I like about what the beauty of America? It isn't just our politics. We're not the only ones following our politics. Everybody is. And now people have to actually go, you know what? That Donald Trump, he isn't as bad as we thought. And worse than that, Barack Obama was a horrible individual. He ran a crooked, corrupt administration that tried to keep this man out. And guess what it's going to do? It's going to write a lot of stuff. It's going to write a lot of this racial nonsense. It's going to write a lot of this idea that conservatives and Republicans are the bad guys. It's going to write a lot of stuff. America is long overdue for this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.